Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brendan Brooks. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia police are investigating after a body was found dumped in a trash can yesterday. KYW's Justin Udo reports.
Sources say it was Tuesday morning when a teenage girl told her school guidance counselor that her ex-boyfriend killed her current boyfriend and dumped the body in a trash can by a home at 600 Rockland Street in the Hunting Park section of the city. That police source says when detectives got to the scene, they found a male's body. They believe that male was killed a few weeks back with pots, pans, and knives in a different part of Hunting Park, and then his body was taken to where they found it.
The investigation's ongoing. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy delivered his annual State of the State message to a joint legislative session in Trenton yesterday. He hit on familiar themes while also proposing new initiatives on a few fronts. KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden reports.
After highlighting accomplishments in the first half of his term, Murphy says he's setting up a plan to ensure people have employment training and options before the next recession hits. It's called Jobs NJ, and he says it has a clear mission.
To better align our education system to meet the future needs of both employers and workers, and do better at matching our workers with potential employers.
The governor is also establishing a new office to deal with controlling health care costs in the state and a task force to address wealth disparity.
Murphy also called for expansion of a millionaire's tax. Governor Murphy is preparing to sign a ban on flavored vaping products in New Jersey. KYW's Andrew Kramer spoke to workers at a vape shop that's closing down because of the change.
How much of your business is flavored vaping?
It's over 85%. So this business ceases to exist if a solution can't be found.
Timothy Dickinson with Firehouse E-Cigs and Vapors says this affects thousands of people in the vaping industry in the state.
Those people, livelihoods are an immediate risk.
For a solution that, unfortunately, isn't going to meet the goal that they set out.
We asked a Camden County health official what she would say to those businesses. Her response, I'm more concerned about the well-being of the children. Keeping mom and dad safe at home could be as easy as picking up the phone. Philadelphia Corporation for Aging has a program called SHARP. It stands for Senior Housing Assistance Repair Program. Spokesman Mark Myers.
We adapt bathroom fixtures. We install hand railings. We install intercoms. We will install exterior iron railings. We will do grab bars in the bathroom. We will do handheld showers in the bathroom. We install smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors.
You can also get repairs made to the property. Qualified homeowners 60 and older can get services for free or on a sliding fee scale. Program funding comes from the state lottery. For information, call 215-765-9040. A new play about the legacy of Harriet Tubman opens tomorrow at the Arden Theater in Old City. KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg says the local playwright chose to highlight an often forgotten portion of the civil rights hero's life.
The stage play, My General Tubman, tells the complex, often ignored history of Tubman as a soldier in the Civil War, a wife during her second marriage, and a caretaker who built a home for elderly former slaves.
You look back at the slave narratives, they never talked about whom I fell in love with, how I took care of my kids. They don't tell that. They don't get to have a personal story.
A renowned best-selling author, Lorraine Carey, is a first-time playwright. She became fascinated with Tubman, who spent quite a bit of time in Philadelphia.
Plays running at the Arden from January 16th through March 1st. More information at ardentheater.org. That's the All Local. I'm Brendan Brooks. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.